Keaton, you've created a little piece of Durham history today, the highest fifth wicket stand in a one-day match against Surrey.
Yeah, I know. It was a pleasure to do it with Collie. He walked in and just kind of calmed the whole situation down at, I think we were about 54-4 at the time when he walked in. And just having that kind of level-headedness of such an experienced player to walk in and just kind of control the situation, hit a boundary when he needed to, and just kind of talk me through the whole situation.
You put on 116, you were, I think, 5 runs short of the eventual victory when you got yourself out. It was a vicious top edge. Tell us about it.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's the way cricket works. Alan Walker, our bowling coach, when he throws me in the net, I think if I had to back myself to hit one ball, it was that for six. I mean, we've worked on that, hitting it over short fine leg, and happens that shot gets you out today. And I don't think I've mishit one in the net like that. But, I mean, that's cricket, and I really enjoyed the time out there. I mean, Collie was awesome to bat with him. And, yeah, it was just a really enjoyable partnership.
Now, you were really psyched up. I could see you shouting at yourself when you were out in the middle with about 4 or 5 overs to go. You were nearing, I presume, you knew a personal best, weren't you?
No, not at all. I think when you're in tough situations like this, I mean, it was a must-win game for us. I'm quite an intense character as it is. And, I mean, for me to perform and help the team out to get them into hopefully a quarter final is phenomenal. So it was more just kind of psyching myself up just to kind of, for lack of a better phrase, pull my finger out and kind of get the job done.
At first, Durham were quite away behind the Duckworth Lewis Par, and there was a really nasty black cloud hanging over the ground. We weren't sure if we'd get a full afternoon in them, but gradually you could see the weather was improving and you got to within a run of ball, and then you've eventually won it with 9 balls to go.
Yeah, again, that's kind of Collie's level-headedness. I mean, he walked in and just said, just bat, let's see it out. And we kind of, for lack of a better phrase, weathered the storm a bit. I mean, with 4 guys outside the ring, it's hard to defend totals. I mean, we've seen caught on the other side of it. I mean, you 2 balls go for 4, suddenly the run rate comes down. Another ball goes for 4, you nick one for 4, suddenly everything just kind of seems against you. So it was a matter of just dragging the game into the last sort of 3 or 4 and kind of see where we are.
Mm. Were you aware that you were one off your highest score in a one-day game?
I wasn't. Judge came to me now in the changing room after I took my pads off, and he said, was that your personal best? I said, look, I really don't know. I think I was that kind of psyched up at kind of winning the game that I hadn't looked at the scoreboard. I mean, I don't know if I got 65 or 85. I just kind of got out with five left.
You mentioned the judge, John Lewis, the coach. He was responsible for the previous best fifth wicket stand against Surrey. Him and Martin Spade back in 1999 when they put 102 on. So you've beaten that today.
Oh, brilliant. I mean, look, judge has helped me out quite a lot this year and past years for the last kind of 3 or 4 years I've been here just with batting. And he's kept things simple for me and just kind of helped me along the right path.
You've got a bit of a waiting game on now. You've got 9 points on the board. It probably will be enough to see you go through to the last 8. But you're not going to find out until the back end of next week.
That's the way it is. I mean, we've done all we can now. We've got to focus on getting on the bus first and then heading off to Manchester tomorrow morning. So, I mean, in terms of one-day cricket, we've done all we can until next week when we find out if we through or not. And then it's preparing for the quarters and probably getting back on a bus and going somewhere else.
It's a month since you last played in the county championship. This is a crucial match against Lancashire, the side just below you. 13 points the difference, and some people are listing it as a relegation decider, but there's still a few games to go, but one really that you can't afford to lose.
No, look, I mean, when you look in terms of the table, it is a crucial game, but I think we've got to break it down into the first session, and just make sure we do our disciplines well. I mean, we have played good cricket in some long patches, so it's just a matter of kind of starting again and really breaking down into individual units and winning the game.
Although it's a different format, one day to 4 day, you're taking in 3 wins out of 4 matches in the last week, so you're going down there in a positive frame of mind.
Definitely. I mean, it's... The change room is at its happiest at the moment. So, I mean, I've never been involved in this kind of excitement, this kind of happiness within the side. And that's kind of saying a lot because the last 2 years we've done really well and the guys have been a very happy unit. So, yeah, I mean, it's you take that momentum, for lack of a better phrase, to your next format. And, yeah, I mean, as I say, the guys are happy. So we just need to kind of carry on moving.